The all-day event was hosted by Citizens United and Iowa's Republican Congressman Steve King, who opened up the event at Hoyt Sherman Place, a small theater in Des Moines.
Do you believe that the next president of the United States is going to be speaking from this stage to you today?
King is regularly in the national press for comments he makes about illegal immigrants. Just before President Obama's State of the Union address last week, he took to his Twitter account to criticize an unauthorized immigrant seated by the First Lady, using the term deportable. King made an unintentional mention of illegal immigration in his opening remarks.
We have a vitality that's unequaled on the planet. We come from every possible planet, or every possible continent. They're across the street, those people that come from the other planet.
King's referring to a small gathering of so-called dreamers, those who came to the U.S. when they were children, like Monica Reyes, who works at a credit union and lives in Waterloo.
I would be a very good citizen, but for some reason he thinks I'm just a deportable, and I do not agree with him, and I want to know if these candidates agree with him or not.
These protesters made their way into the auditorium, shouting and protesting during former Texas Governor Rick Perry's speech. A couple were arrested, but the event did not focus on illegal immigration. It was a chance for political candidates to practice and hone their skills, like Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
And I think people like the direction they're headed. Maybe that's why I've won the race for governor 3 times in the last 4 years.
Walker's referencing when he rolled back collective bargaining, faced a recall election, and won again last year in his tightest race yet. Texas Senator Ted Cruz talked about having a stronger foreign policy.
You cannot fight and win a war on radical Islamic terrorism if you're unwilling to utter the words radical Islamic terrorism. I would note that the depraved men who flew the planes into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon into that field in Pennsylvania, they weren't a bunch of ticked off Presbyterians.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told the crowd he'd seen reports that he might not fit in with the mostly Tea Party crowd.
And even more importantly, if the values I'm fighting for every day in New Jersey and all across this country are not consistent with your values, then why would I keep coming back? I wouldn't. I do because our values are consistent and we're fighting together to make this a better country.
But it was businessman and reality TV star Donald Trump who talked about a couple of Republicans whose names are often mentioned but who were not in attendance. 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
So you can't have Jeb Bush, and he's going to lose. Aside from that, he's not going to win. So Mitt and you just can't have those two. That's not. It's so simple.
Trump says he's seriously thinking about running for president. The last two Iowa caucus winners were there and sounded like they were pondering another run. Mike Huckabee wouldn't say why he quit his Fox News show. The last caucus winner, Rick Santorum, says his advice for any candidates would be to visit all 99 counties like he did. And if many of these speakers are thinking about a run for president, Iowa's going to be a pretty busy place. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.